The U.S. State Department has tightened visa access to nearly 24 nations, including 15 African countries whose nationals have a record of overstaying their visas. The countries include Angola, Burundi, Chad, Liberia, Sudan, Djibouti, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tourists and business travelers from the DRC and the other countries will now have to pay a bond of up to $15,000 to be allowed to visit the U.S. The exact amount will be determined by the consular officer and based on the circumstances of the visa applicant. The new measure has upset many Congolese citizens. The new requirement will take effect on December 24th and runs until June 24th next year. Outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump made tightening immigration controls a focus of his term in office, and the U.S. State Department said the bond is meant to act as a deterrent to anyone trying to stay in the U.S. longer than their visa allows. In 2017, he issued a travel ban for immigrants from Muslim-majority countries like Libya, Somalia, and Chad that sparked anger among nationals of those countries. The incoming president, Joe Biden, has said he would revoke the travel ban on his first day in office. The U.S. foreign policy in the DRC is focused on supporting the country fight corruption, uphold democratic processes, and effective governance. The relationship between the two countries improved significantly after DRC President Felix Tshisekedi took office last year. But many in the DRC see the new visa regulation measures as a setback. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.